Imagine you going over to your new house with your daughter, and as soon as you get in there, she finds a doll. And it's not just any doll. It's one creepy looking doll. And when you try and tell her to get rid of it, she goes crazy insane on you. On tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about the movie Finders Keepers. Stay tuned and we'll tell you what happens to this lovely family that finds a creepy looking doll. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Captain Groovy and the Final Girl podcast. I'm your host, Captain Groovy, and sitting across from me today is none other than the little Groovy girl.
Hello.
She's back. So as the intro said, we're going to be talking about the movie Finders Keepers. I have to say, this was a movie that was picked out by the little Groovy girl. Can you tell us why you picked this movie?
Because I like it. But there's only one part I hate.
All right. Let me give you a little rundown here. Finders Keepers was made in 2015. This was a movie that was for the Sci-Fi Channel, even though it says rated R when you look it up. For instance, we ended up purchasing this movie on Vudu because the little Groovy girl liked it so much, and she's seen it several times already. It stars Jamie Presley from... none other than My Name is Earl. It's got Patrick Muldoon from Days of Our Lives. It's got Tobin Bell from the Saw movies. Marina Sirtis from Star Trek. And Justina Machado from One Day at a Time, the Netflix reboot. Did you have something to say?
It's about Jamie something. I forgot her last name.
Oh, Presley, yeah.
Yeah, Jamie Presley from My Name is Earl. Me and Captain Groovy like to watch it a lot.
Yeah, or you can just call me Dad. It's fine. Yeah, we actually, I've seen My Name is Earl, but you recently started watching it, so I believe we're already in the second season of My Name is Earl?
I don't know.
You don't know? We'll have to go back and check. I believe we're watching it. Was it on Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
So
I mean, Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu. They always keep track on the last episode, so we'll go back and check it out. So do you remember the first time you saw this movie?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. So when was the first time? Do you remember?
I don't know what year it was or what day it was, but there was this one part that I wasn't expecting and that I hated.
Oh, okay. So, did you want to start off and let us know what the movie was about?
At first, it starts off with two cops going in the house that they got, and it's a haunted house by a doll named Lilith. Her nickname is Lily. And then when Allison and Claire move in and sees her bedroom, then she sees a doll that belonged to the kid that used to live there. His name is Zachary, and he was a little kid when he lived there. And he killed his family because Lilith possessed him. And then when Claire finds the doll, she gets possessed, and then she starts killing people. But before that, she kills a cute cat. Which is the part I hate.
So I'm just going to backtrack a little bit. But yeah, it was just weird because the opening scene, they show the cops there. This is kind of like an abandoned home. That's when they see a possessed kid at the house. And then the both cops end up being dead.
By the way, when they see the possessed kid, which his name is Zachary, I think I said that before. He has black eyes.
No, he does, yeah. And then they do a little kind of like flash forward where they show Allison and Claire, you know, moving into the home. You know, it's just kind of weird, you know, where, you know, it's like if you ever move, you know, you're going somewhere, and then all of a sudden, you know, they find this little creepy doll.
Oh, and when they get there, they look at the place a little bit. Then this person, Ken, he's a nice person. He is. And he shows them around. And then there's this weird part where she just asks if something happened there. And then Ken just said that it's old.
Yeah, Ken happens to be the real estate agent that sold her the home. So when she did ask him that question, he kind of dodged it by saying, oh, it's just an old home. You know, I don't know about you, but if you found a creepy doll like that and you wanted to keep it, I would just take the initiative and make sure I got rid of it without you noticing.
I would never keep a creepy doll. Ever.
Ever?
Except that one time when my mom got me a American Girl doll where when you lay them down, their eyes closed and they open when you lift them up. That was the only doll I was scared of, but then I got used to it. And if you want to know what I named her, because it was a customized doll, I named her Rosemary.
But she doesn't have a baby.
No.
No.
Really?
Yes, really. Claire finds this doll and she gets really attached to it. You know, her mom doesn't want to be too pushy because they just moved to this new home. She basically just got divorced from her husband, you know, Claire's dad. So it's a lot of big changes. So I can understand why she doesn't want to be too mean and get rid of this, you know, this doll. But it's just one of those dolls where it's just kind of like, it's just, you know, just throw it out already.
It's super ugly and creepy, especially when you get to the end of the movie. Right, Daddy?
Yeah. And as the film progresses, you know, it shows Claire kind of slowly, you know, kind of withdrawn, kind of keeping to herself. And some of her pictures that she draws ends up being kind of dark, kind of creepy. You know, just kind of, you know, something is going on, you know, with her. So then Claire is, you know, at school and all the kids start teasing her, you know, because they've all been around and they keep asking her like, oh, did you move into that creepy house? You know, you're already starting to suspect, okay, someone must have died there. Something evil must have happened just because everybody in the town and even the kids know something, you know, went down at that house. And, you know, Claire and her mom still don't know what went on. They don't suspect a thing. Then the neighbor comes over, and sometimes, you know, when you move in, you know, some you get really friendly neighbors. Sometimes, you know, you get neighbors that are overly friendly, you know, and you know you don't mean to get, you know, bothered by them, but you're busy, you're moving in, you're unpacking and stuff. And and then they show Claire, you know, kind of already showing signs by going moody.
And how the neighbor appears is that Allison leaves the door open, wide open, and then she just comes inside, and Allison sees her, and the neighbor says that she's her new neighbor.
So, and then the next day, they show the, you know, the neighbor, and she's looking for, you know, her cat, because I think she has, like, 3 or 4 different cats, and, you know, she's looking around, she goes outside, you know, calling for her cat. And then this is the part where the little groovy girl didn't like, because she found, what did she find?
She found her cat dead, and you cannot save the cat at all. That's what my mom told me, because I think she said that you can't save it because it was totally dead. I don't know what it looks like because at first, I kind of suspected it the first time I watched it, but I still do not like that part at all. I don't like seeing animals dead.
Well, you know, sometimes dead is better. That's a quote from the Pet Sematary. They can just go dig, they can go bury that cat and it'll come back to life.
I've never seen Pet Sematary.
I've never let you see Pet Sematary?
No.
I'll have to think about that. There might be 1 or 2 scenes that you might not be able to see, but, okay.
And I haven't seen Pet Sematary 2, because I know they're the sequel.
And there's a reboot.
There is?
Yes, there is.
I never knew that.
So, anyways, back to Finders Keepers. You slowly start seeing this change with Claire, because they show a scene where her and her mom are kind of like at a diner, and you know, the waitress, you know, comes up to them and says, ooh, that's a ugly looking doll.
Like Daddy said, her name is Coral. She called it ugly. And when she calls it ugly, she takes the doll away and she says, I might have a nicer doll in the back. And then Claire says, tells her to give it back, nicely first. And then Coral kind of just goes, and then Claire just yells, give it back. And Allison says that she's so sorry that Clara's been acting like that, but then she killed Coral, and how she killed Coral is by, I think it's eggplantation. So Claire explodes plantatorium. That's what I think it is, actually. Plantatorium. And then Coral dies when that happens.
And, you know, so Claire got really upset, and obviously there's a whole supernatural thing that's going on with this doll, and the power it holds over Claire, that, you know, the poor waitress ends up being attacked by some unknown, you know, force, you know, after, you know, everyone's gone and the diner's closed, and, you know, she gets obviously murdered, and the mom, you know, basically just has a little bit too much because on her plate, you know, moving to a new home, Claire just acting up, that she basically, you know, asks, you know, her ex-husband, played by Patrick, you know, Muldoon, to come by and, you know, and pick her up and kind of keep her at his place for a couple of days to see if, you know, he can figure out what's going on, or just, you know, maybe this is what she's needs because she's having separation, you know, anxiety or something like that. So after Claire goes over, you know, with her dad, the mom, you know, Allison, she has kind of like a handyman coming in, home inspector, and he's checking out, the house, checking out some pipes. He finds a stack of pictures, and he shows it to her and asks if that's hers. You know, she says, oh, no, this must be the pictures of the previous family that used to live here. The inspector guy, he noticed the doll that the little boy had, which happens to be the doll that, who has?
That Claire has, which belonged to Zachary.
Who was the kid that lived there before. And he ended up telling her.
Well, I'm not really going to say the answer, but I just want to say that we've been over his name a lot of times. Zachary.
Okay, Zachary. So the inspector, you know, says, oh, that looks like a muñeca Quitapeña. And she's like, what's that? And he tells her that it's like an indigenous people worry doll. So, and then he just, you know, then she asks, you know, does that really work? You know, and he's, you know, he was just kind of going on with the little history lesson that supposedly people, you know, make these dolls for people that are worrying about something. And the doll is supposed to take your worry and keep it, you know, for you, so you're not worrying anymore. The mom ends up finding out where Zachary is. So she goes and visits him, and she brings the doll, you know, to him, and then shows him and asks him, like, you know, was this your doll?
And when she sees him, he is all grown. Well, he's not a full man, but he's, like, grown up. Pretty, like, I think he's a lot older than he, when he had the doll.
Yeah, so he's, you know, he's a teenager. He's not, you know, no longer a little kid anymore. And then the one thing that Claire's going through this emotional change, yeah.
So Allison is talking to him about the doll. And then there's this one part where he shows his arms and his head just leans back. And Allison sees that there is a lot of scratch marks on his arms.
So Claire is over at her dad's house. You know, she has the doll with her. Also, it's an emotional night because she ends up meeting the, what we assume to be the dad's, you know, new girlfriend.
His new girlfriend says that she has a new doll for Claire. which was an American Girl doll. And she says, and Claire says she doesn't want it. And then his girlfriend just keeps saying that it's pretty. And Claire says that it's ugly. Then his girlfriend takes the American Girl doll and gives it to Claire. And at night, one time I watched it with my American Girl doll, she made me cover her eyes for this part because, And so she rips the stuffing out of the American Girl doll. Then she rips off the head.
Yeah, doesn't she know how expensive those American Girl dolls are?
I do not know how expensive they are. So, I don't know how expensive they are.
You know, Claire throws a fit, and there's a big scene, and Claire's in her room. The dad and the girl was just sitting there, and he decides he's going to go out and get some ice cream for everybody. Actually, he asked if she can go get it, but she suggested perhaps he goes just to get, you know, kind of get fresh air, clear his mind, and that she wouldn't mind, you know, staying behind and watching, you know, Claire. And that ended up being a grave mistake for her, because what happened to her?
She got killed, and for a second I thought Daddy was going to say that she made that it was a great idea.
No, it wasn't a great idea. It was a grave mistake because she ended up dead. And how did she end up dying? Do you remember?
I don't really remember, but yeah.
She got thrown out the window because remember when he was coming back with the bag?
Yeah. So when he was coming back with the bag, he just sees his girlfriend get thrown out the window and fall on a random car. It might have been his. I don't know whose car it was.
Obviously, the police are there. Allison comes to pick up Claire. At this point, he believes that the doll is the root of the issues. He's not really thinking it's, you know, supernatural. He just thinks that for some reason she's got this emotional attachment to it.
Yeah, and I think earlier in the movie, before that happens, she starts dressing up like the doll. And, like, she wears black. And I think Daddy forgot about... There was this person that kind of tried to help her, I think. Or was that early... Or was that later in the morning? I mean, later in the movie.
Oh, the psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been seeing... The mom's been taking her to go see a psychiatrist.
So, that's a kind of bad idea because she kills people. I'll talk about that when I'm done talking about this. There was this one part where she started hitting herself in the movie and until she got a bloody nose and Allison made her stop. She got her on the arm because Allison throws the doll away and then the person and the garbage truck comes and the person driving it dies because it explodes. And then when she gets to the psychologist, I think, she just says that Allison hit her and hurt her, which Allison did not know that Lilith was like kind of a voodoo doll. And there's also a part where she kills someone and she kills the psychologist with scissors.
Yeah, so just backing up a little bit. She slowly starts dressing up like the doll, kind of looking like twinsies. And then the mom threw away the doll. Actually went out, threw it in the trash. The garbage man came and actually, you know, picked up the can, threw it in his truck. And, you know, as he was driving away, you know, his truck, you know, got into an accident and blew up. And the next morning, the mom found the doll in the bed with Claire again, when she knew that she threw it out. And then, like you were saying, Claire was getting so moody that psychiatrist thought perhaps the mom was abusing the daughter. And then she started to smack herself in the face, you know, kind of trying to give her a beat up look so the mom can get blamed again, you know, by the psychiatrist. And then during this time, the mom actually reaches out to her friend who goes to the local university there, and she studies, you know, kind of creepy things like that, like possessed dolls, goes like not urban legends, but just, you know, things like that. She knows like the occult.
Yeah, definitely not urban legends, especially she doesn't discover Urban Legends, the movie. I don't think she watches that.
No.
My brother and daddy watched it. But while they are examining the doll, they cut open the stomach, and like the same thing happened to Claire because it's like a voodoo doll. Then I think they see something in the hallway. So the assistant, because there's an assistant, she stays in the place where the doll is at with the cut open stomach. And then while the professor goes see what happened, she sees this like big fat line that was kind of swiggly, and it was made by the assistant's head because she got killed.
So after researching this, the professor, you know, gives Allison a call, and then she tells her that what's happening is that they're kind of there's a bond between them. She tells her that in order to break this the spell and the bond that they have, that Allison needs to remove the eyes from the doll, and when she does this, this will break the hold that the doll has over Claire.
What Daddy's trying to say is, I think, is curse.
Yeah, break the curse. Yeah, and then break the curse. And what ends up happening to the professor?
So what happens to the professor is that, so when she tries to rip out the doll's eyes, Claire rips out her eyes and she can't see, and there's this truck by the professor, and then Claire pours gasoline, and then there's fire, she puts it there, and then she gets burned, and she's still walking and moving around, and there's a tarp in the truck, so Allison and the dad says, get the tarp, and they put it on her, and she's all burnt up, but the only white thing and clean thing on her is her teeth. They're super white.
So, and then the dad comes down. You know, they figured the only way that they're going to be able to do this is work together. And they end up, as it's starting to get, you know, like more power over Claire, they're finally able to grab the doll, and they're able to remove the eyes from the doll.
And by the way, how you know she's getting, Lilith is getting full power over Claire, her eyes turn all pitch black.
Anyways, so they rip the doll. They rip the eyes from the doll, and it breaks the curse, the bond that they have, you know, with each other. And they're finally able to get rid of the house, sell it. And it looks like they're going to be moving, you know, like back together again. Right when you think it's going to be a nice, you know, happy ending, as they're driving by, they see?
They see Zachary, and by the way, there's this song that you sing when the doll is there, when you're possessed. And mentioning Zachary, there's this one part of the movie where he's in the, I think it's a mental hospital, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking to Lilith, but the doll isn't there. So I feel like someone got trapped in Lilith, and she is a doll, and that's the spirit of her. So she was talking to him.
And that was, I guess, the end. So, any final thoughts about this?
Well, I gave it a five star because that's a pretty good movie.
Is it a 5 out of 5?
Yeah, 5 out of 5.
Okay. I would probably give it 3 out of 5. I thought it was a good, you know, like a good sci-fi movie. You know, it was on the sci-fi channel, so there wasn't a whole lot of gore or anything, you know, like that. It wasn't like really super scary, so I felt okay to watch it with the little groovy girl. And it's weird because, like I said earlier, that when we bought it on Vudu, it has an R rating, but there really isn't anything on there.
Oh, and I just want to tell you that our next podcast might be my all-time favorite movie, which isn't really that scary too, but it's called The Boy.
Oh, The Boy. Yes, we gotta do a show on The Boy.
Oh, and if you don't already know this, and if The Boy is your favorite movie too, there's a sequel. Well, that's already out. It's called Brahms.
Yeah, that came out earlier this year, didn't it?
Yeah, Brahms of The Boy too. I actually like that one too. It's my second favorite movie.
Brahms 2 or The Boy?
Brahms 2 is my second favorite movie.
Oh, okay. And The Boy is your favorite one?
Yeah, my all-time favorite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so going back to Finders Keepers, it was kind of a nice, you know, little movie with a lot of recognizable stars on there.
Oh, and if I ever have a sleepover and they say they want to watch a scary movie, I already know what movie I'm going to watch. It's going to be, like, late at night, and since Brahms the Boy isn't that scary, then we can watch that one before going to bed. But if they really want a big scary movie, I'll put on Chucky.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. But yeah, anyways, like I said, go ahead and check this out, Finders Keepers.
So I just want to remind you that if you ever want to watch a movie, either go to my mom and dad's podcast, and then think of a movie you would like to watch, listen to it and hear it. Make sure to listen to it very closely, so if you want to watch that movie, you can think of it like a trailer.
Yeah, as a trailer. So
but without the pictures.
Without the pictures. It's an audio trailer. Anyways, thank you for joining us on this episode. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, on the Captain Groovy and Final Girl podcast.
Make sure, because they're the best parents in the whole entire world.
Oh, thank you. Now people are going to think I paid you to say that.
By the way, he did not pay me to say that.
So yeah, make sure to follow us on Facebook. You know, send us your suggestions. You know, let us know if you saw Finders Keepers and you enjoyed watching it as well.
And you can also send us some movies you want us to watch next and review.
Absolutely. And make sure to subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Make sure you ask Siri, ask Alexa, ask your smart speaker for the Captain Groovy and Final Girl podcast.
Since you said Alexa, our Alexa might activate now.
Well, she's in the other room, so.
Well.
She didn't hear us. So.
He's with my brother and my mom.
So anyways, as I was going to say, but if you don't want to ask your smart speaker or your device, you can always subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Spotify. We're all over the place. Anchor FM. We try to make it easy for you to find and subscribe.
I bet they have the best podcast ever.
Yeah. We'll see. We're trying to build it into that. So anyways, we're going to wrap it up.
And don't forget to listen to my dad's podcast, the one with just him.
So anyways, I guess when I do the solo shots. So anyways, what we like to say here is go watch the movies and
stay groovy.
There you go. All right, see you next time.